Do, 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 do. Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me as always is my partner in life and best friend, Brittany.
Hello, Austin. Last month we had over 40,000 page views on the Austinaut blog. Thank you so much for checking out our little blog and discovering Austin with us.
We're always looking to help get the word out about the very best Austin and the surrounding area has to offer.
For those new to our 5-star rated podcast on iTunes, welcome. And for those returning, it's great to have you back.
Today we're going to be talking about Wimberley, Texas, a quaint little town with so much to do just 1 hour outside of Austin.
Our trip to Wimberley was really special, nearly perfect, and incredibly fun.
It really was, Brittany.
So the whole idea for a trip to Wimberley started when our friends Chris and Carrie Bailey invited us to go out there with them. We'd been planning to go to a famous swimming hole that's out in Wimberley, and we'd been wanting to hang out with Chris and Carrie. So we packed up and headed out.
In today's podcast, we'll be talking about how to have a perfect day in Wimberley. We're going to share some great tips with you and some don't miss places that we discover.
In and around Wimberley, you'll find an amazing swimming hole, a world-class glass blowing studio, zip lines, and tons of great places to eat and shop. And we'll cover all of these and more in just a few minutes on today's podcast episode.
First, the directions. Wimberley's just a short 1 hour drive southwest of Austin. To get there, just head west on 290 and make a left turn on 12.
The drive was an easy one. We got there quickly and we parked our car in the area known as the Square.
The Square is really the center of activity in Wimberley. A ridiculous amount of shops and restaurants are located there. Each unique with their own charm and feel, you could easily spend your whole morning there.
Our day started out by meeting Chris, Carrie, and their daughters at Sip on the Square, a delightful little coffee shop that featured custom coffee drinks and had a nice outdoor patio looking over the square. Oh, and they also had some of the most massive cinnamon rolls I've ever seen.
They were huge. We just opted for drinks, but the girls tore into those cinnamon rolls with huge smiles on their faces. Incidentally, Britt, the cinnamon rolls at Sip on the Square were actually from the Sugar Shack Bakery, another local gem of a place in Wimberley that's a must-see while you're there.
A word of caution about the Sugar Shack. We've heard nasty rumors that you will gain weight just walking in the door of the place, and that the cakes, cupcakes, gelato, and the way they're displayed, it's just too good to pass up.
After meeting with our friends at the Square and getting our caffeine fix on, we started walking around the shops at the Square.
There were all kinds of eclectic shops in the area, one right after the other. Little shops that featured the work of local artisans, antiques, clothing, house decor, and even a toy shop.
Oh, and one of my favorites was the Broken Arrow Rock Shop. Are you ready for it, Britt? This place rocks.
Oh, you're such a... No, wait. That was a groaner.
I've got another one. It's a gem of a find.
Oh, wow, Eric.
Okay, seriously. Broken Arrow Rock Shop was really a fun place.
It seemed to be a favorite for both kids and adults. They have some incredible pieces there for adults to consider, while the kids will be fascinated with the many different rocks and fun stuff that's found within their reach in the store.
Yeah, it was a great place to check out. There was another spot in the square that our friends recommended called the Wild West Store, home of the Boot Whisperer.
Unfortunately, they were closed for the day when we went, but we heard that if you tell the owner of the shop your budget and show her your bare feet, she'll come back with the perfect boot that'll fit both you and your personality.
And apparently she's like really famous for doing this, and the word on the street is that she's right about her selection for her customers over 80% of the time.
Sounds like it would have been fun. We'll have to see if she's there the next time we're in town.
So we walked around the square for a while, and we met some really nice folks. You know, Britt, one of my favorite things about going to small towns is the people that you meet along the way. And one of the nicest people we met in Wimberley was Jenny Holloway of Busy Bee Gift Shop, which is also there in the square.
We really liked her. Her shop sells all kinds of knickknacks, and she's a delight to talk to. So if you're in town, stop and say hi to her. She has a photo of her son, who's a model and actor in L.A., that she'll proudly show you.
Yeah, and he looks just like Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, no, don't say that. He really does, though.
All right, Britt. So we got back in the car, left the square, and we drove 7 miles to what was hands down one of the most amazing things that I have ever seen.
It really was phenomenal. We're talking about Wimberley Glassworks, and if you've never been to this shop, by itself, it's worth the 1 hour drive to Wimberley.
Wimberley Glassworks is called one of the most interesting places to visit by Sidestep.com and a hill country treasure by Insider Pages, which is known as the premier custom glass blowing shop in Texas.
It was a fascinating experience. Tim DeJong, the owner and head gaffer, has been blowing glass for 30 years.
When you walk into Wimberley Glassworks, you'll simply be floored by the beauty of Tim's creations. The colors and creativity found in his work will just astound you.
The chandeliers and his work with lighting are his specialty. He's done everything from small pieces that are affordable for every visitor to corporate pieces that have sold in the quarter million to half million dollars range.
One of the things that I really enjoyed was the thought that he puts into each unique piece. For example, he had this light shade that was one color when you viewed it from across the room, and a whole different experience when you were sitting next to it or looking underneath it.
Tim described the piece that you're talking about like a tree, which is much different when viewed from across a field than it is when you're underneath it looking up.
This shop has been featured on national television and articles around the globe, and it is an absolute must-see.
Perhaps the most amazing part of Wimberly Glassworks' experience was the live glass-blowing demonstration.
Tim has his crafting area set up so that visitors can sit and personally witness how glass blowing is done.
Blending a dry sense of humor with some historical facts and lessons, Tim not only astounds you with his craft, but educates on the history, complexity, and artistry of glass blowing.
You really don't want to miss this. The demonstration just had me sitting there with my jaw on the floor. It's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in a local Texas shop.
Eric, we still need to talk about the swimming hole in Wimberly, Blue Hole Regional Park, as well as the zip lines that are out that way.
Sounds good. Let's break for a quick sponsor announcement. We'll come back, cover those two spots as we continue our How to Have a Perfect Day in Wimberly episode. Cue the sponsor music.
Doop, 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 doop. Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark one-take podcast. We love doing it every week.
We are looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and our blog.
The Austinaut did have over 40,000 page views last month alone.
Each day, we interact with thousands of people who are in Austin.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
We hope you'll consider advertising with us.
If you're interested, it's really easy to do. Just go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise with Us link on the right side of the page.
We'd love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, Motorphilia, Weird Coupons, American Bingo, and Dominican Joe Coffee Shop.
Yes, thank you to all of our current sponsors. We absolutely could not do this without you.
Okay, Eric, back to the show. Woo! You mentioned that we have two more places to cover in Wimberly.
Actually, you mentioned it.
Right, that's right. Blue Hole Regional Park and the zipline thing. But I wanted to give a quick shout out to the Leaning Pear, the delightful little restaurant where we had lunch when we were in Wimberly.
Oh yeah, the Leaning Pear is a great place to grab a bite while you're in Wimberly. The reviews on Yelp are just fantastic.
So which one do we want to talk about first, Blue Hole or ziplines?
Let's go with Blue Hole Regional Park.
One of our favorite things to do in Texas is hit up the vast number of swimming holes that surround the Austin area.
Since I first heard about Blue Hole Regional Park in Wimberly, I've been wanting to go.
Blue Hole is beautiful. A canopy of trees cover the swimming hole, and a large grass area is adjacent, which is perfect for laying out on and having picnics.
One of the things that makes Blue Hole so much fun are the swings that swing out over the water that are attached to the trees.
They have a smaller one for the little kids, and one that's just a bit higher up for the braver and taller folks.
I really had a lot of fun on the swing. Basically, you just go to the shore, walk up to the swing, which is like this big metal ring, you grab onto it with both hands, and you launch yourself out over the water and then drop in.
Yeah, but make sure you bring a flotation device for when you aren't swinging from the trees. Blue Hole is a great place for just lounging around and enjoying the water.
One of the things that makes Blue Hole unique is that the entire swimming area is shaded. Now, this is both good and bad. The swimming hole is typically colder than most because the sun doesn't really get through the canopy of trees.
But when you look at the three-digit temperatures that we get here in Central Texas, Blue Hole may just be the perfect swimming hole.
True that, Brittany, but there are two other drawbacks that I didn't really like. Blue Hole Regional Park does not offer a veterans discount, and it's among the more costly swimming holes around Austin.
At $8 for adults, we still think it's worth it because they have done so much to make it a special park. However, that gets pretty expensive if you go over and over again, and we really think that they should offer a discount to veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, though, Blue Hole is a great place to cool down for the summer and a fitting end to a perfect day in Wimberly.
All right, Britt, we have one more place to talk about, and that's the zipline tours that take place in Wimberly.
We haven't been yet, but everyone we talked to seemed to point us in that direction.
We simply ran out of time when we finished up our day, but we'd love to go back and try it out, so we did a little research and we'll share what we found out with you.
Wimberly Zipline Adventures is located at the Four Winds Ranch, just south of Wimberly.
The tour will have you soaring over canyons and creeks with 15-mile views of the Texas Hill Country.
The entire tour takes about 2 hours to complete and involves 8 zipline crossings. Your guide will also provide a walking tour as you move from one zipline to the next.
Now, Brittany, this is something that I'd really like to do, and I know our schedule with the Austinaut is booked pretty solid, but I'd really like to make it a point to check it out.
Tours are $69 per person, according to their website, and that includes parking, equipment, training, the guided walking tour, bottled water, and of course, all 8 zip lines.
And they're closed on Tuesdays, but they're open every other day of the week. Their tours start at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m. and 3 p.m.
If you'd like to know more about the Zipline Tour, we'll have all the information on the accompanying article on the Austinaut. So check it out at austinaut.com.
All right, Britt, is there anything else we need to cover?
Tonight we'll be at the Meduse Jellyfish Lounge for the Feedback Back It Up party that starts at 10 p.m. If you want to join us, we'll have a link on the Austinaut. Tickets are just $5 and it should be a good time.
All right, other than that, Britt, we have a lot of great content coming up on the Austinaut. We have posts on Mighty Fine Burgers, the Belmont, Cool House, and Horseshoe Bay Resort coming up soon.
We also recently did an interview with the Saints of Valerie, a pretty amazing band that already has major record labels nipping at their heels.
So get to know us, folks. Comment on the blog. We'd love to hear from you.
Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAustinaut. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at TheAustinaut.
That wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon. Do, 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 do,